Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 1737 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. March term 1912 of Fulton Superior Court against L.P. Eubanky, John B. Hairston, B.Z. Spencer, A.L. Jesse, and J.R. Miles, charging the parties named with the offense of car breaking on the 27th day of November 1911, and upon said indictment appears an entry of nolle prosequi dated June 27, 1912, signed by the presiding judge. The state likewise introduced an indictment found at the March term, 1912, of the Fulton Superior Court against L.P. Eubanky, John B. Hairston, B.Z. Spencer, A.L. Jesse, and J.R. Miles, charging the parties named with the offense of car breaking on the 27th day of November 1911, and upon said indictment appears an entry of nolle prosequi dated June 27, 1912, signed by the presiding judge, S.L. Rosen, sworn for the state. I was with Ivy Jones on Tuesday, April 26, 1913, about 1 o'clock. We were at Dozier's, Howell & Company, 109 South Forsyth Street, for the purpose of going to look at a Negro who had been sending threatening letters to the people of that office for several hours. Steve Jones pointed out to me Jimmy Rain as being the man referred to in his affidavit, which had just been dictated. I personally acquainted with said Rain. Rain spoke to me when I was with Ivy Jones and called me by name. Rain was walking up Prior State when we saw him. G.O.W.E.P.'s J.R. sworn for the state. I am the George W. Epps who testified in the trial of the case of the state versus Leo M. Frank. I was with Jimmy Wren and George Epps on the morning of the 26th of April, 1913, and we were on the street the man who took me from Atlanta, Georgia, to Birmingham, and who passed with me under the name of Terry. I picked him out on the street at a bootblack stand near the corner of Hunter and South Prior Streets. I spoke to him, and he spoke to me. I called him Mr. Terry. I never knew him under any other name except the name of Terry. Mr. N.A. Garner was with me at the time I saw him and addressed the man as Jimmy Wren, and Terry asked, "What did you call me, Kelly?" I said, "No, I didn't call you Kelly. I called you Terry, the name you gave me." N.A. Garner, sworn for the state. I was present with George Epps on the occasion referred to in the affidavit attached and heard everything that was said between George Epps and Jimmy Wren. George Epps pointed out Wren out any suggestion from me as being the man who took him to Birmingham by the name of Terry. I am personally acquainted with Wren and know that his name is not Terry, but that it is Jimmy Wren, brother to George Wren.